It's the record on KUOW. So it's pouring rain. You've had a long day. Your bus is late. Finally, it pulls up. You get on and it's packed, of course. You look around and you see, oh, there's a seat open. Wait a minute. What? It's not open. Something's in that seat. That something is not human. What do you do? Well, here to tell you the rules is Seattle Times reporter Paige Cornwell. Hi, Paige.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Good story in the Seattle Times. Will you tell us your bus story?
Sure. Well, I was on a 8 bus one night and...
Number 8 bus. Where's that?
That goes through... It's just the Mount Baker bound bus. So it's through Capitol Hill and South Lake Union, right through Amazon Land.
Uh-huh.
So I had taken it a little further.
Amazon Land might figure into this.
Yes, it does. So I was riding the bus and it wasn't too full. And this woman got on with this cute dog. It was a Yorkshire Terrier wearing a sweater. I thought, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so cute. And she put it down on a seat. And I thought, oh, that's kind of weird. You can put this dog in your purse. Like, why does it need its own seat?
Mm-hmm.
I assumed she was going to keep, or she would move it once more people got on the bus. And as we got closer to what I call the epicenter of Amazonia, right by that Whole Foods at Westlake and Denny, a ton more people got on. It was a completely full bus, and she didn't move the dog. The dog was just sitting there. There were people in the aisle glaring at her and at the dog, but no one did anything.
Yes, you called this the confluence of Seattle's love of dogs and Seattle's fear of conflict.
Exactly. And I guess I'm part of the problem. I should have said something, but I thought it was so hilarious that I just wanted to see what would happen.
Well, how do we know that the people standing minded? I mean, you said they're glaring, but if someone had asked, she might have put the terrier on her lap.
Probably. I don't see how someone could say, no, my terrier deserves its own seat. Mm-hmm. She didn't pay the fare for it, but I could hear people behind me saying, oh my gosh, why isn't she moving this dog? And people were looking angry.
Looking angry and just hoping she took the cue.
Right.
Some people, I don't think in Seattle, but some people would just have moved the thing aside physically, you know, just sat down. I'm pushing this non-human aside and sitting on my seat.
Right. I probably would have said, oh, that's so cute. I'll hold the dog and sit down.
Oh, that's a much nicer way of doing it.
Yes.
And you have seen a growing number of dogs on your routes.
I have, yes. I typically take buses around Amazon and other tech offices that are more dog friendly. And I have noticed more dogs on buses. And it seems more passengers who are just fine with letting their dogs sit in the aisle or block other people's way.
Yeah. And personally, I don't mind standing in a bus. I don't think I would have minded the dog sitting on the bus, but some people, they feel differently.
Right. If you had a long day.
if you had a long day. And Amazon is one of those companies that's allowing more people to bring their dogs to work.
Yes, they have thousands of dogs that are registered. You have to register your dog to bring it there. And thousands of dogs go there every day.
What are Metro's rules, official rules, about what dogs can ride?
So it was so funny. I asked around, and it seemed like no one really knew the exact rules about dogs on buses. So I asked King County Metro, and they were kind enough to not just say, you're wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring a dog on a bus. If it's a small dog and that you can just put in your lap, that's fine. Just keep it in your lap. Mm-hmm. If it's a bigger dog, you have to pay a fare. But I've never seen that before, but you are expected to pay a fare.
And you can buy an Orca card for your dog.
You can, yes. Or you can just tap yours twice, but you have to let the driver know you want to do it twice.
Right. You'd say, I'm two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the dog, so dogs are allowed. Can a dog take up a seat? Is that allowed?
It can. If it's a registered service dog and there are seats available, it's fine for the dog to sit on the seat, or if there's a person who needs their dog maybe sitting there for a medical reason, that's fine. But if it gets too full, you're expected to move your dog.
And are drivers enforcing that rule? If apparently passengers are just glaring, are drivers ever saying, that's against the rules, move the dog?
I've never seen that. A few bus drivers actually sent me emails about this after the story ran. One said that for the most part, it's fine. The only issue is if a non-service dog who isn't as well-behaved bites another service dog. Hmm. But they, for the most part, say, we're so busy, we don't do anything.
And they're not asking, is that a service dog?
Some drivers will do that, but a person can say yes. They might be lying, but they can't require documentation. So you could just say, yes, it's my service dog, and walk on.
I bet that's a lot of people who just say
probably.
Yes.
Yes. One driver said that a woman actually was honest and said no, and he said, well, you need to pay a fare, and she was really surprised by that and acted all put upon by it.
Yeah, and drivers and passengers in a hurry don't necessarily want to deal with drivers having to deal with a put-upon passenger.
Right, exactly.
Just keep it moving.
Right.
These people who fake their service dogs, I wonder if they also complain about illegally parked RVs and camping on public land.
Maybe. I also think
the rules just don't apply to some people.
Right. And I also think that some people might assume that like a therapy dog or an emotional support animal is a service dog, and they're two different
things. Those are two different things. Yes. Yeah, will you explain that?
A service dog is one that has gone through training and has a very specific purpose for how it's helping its owner with usually a medical condition.
Right.
An emotional support dog is one that some places recognize it, like airlines sometimes, and just if you have anxiety, the dog is there, but it's not performing a specific role.
And on Metro, it has to be a service dog, not an emotional support animal, as far as Metro is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to dog owners, if it's not being enforced, and you can understand why it's not always enforced, dog owners have to use the space responsibly. What are some irresponsible ways that they use the space?
One bus driver said that he saw a dog peeing in the aisle once, and then the owner didn't do anything, just walked off, which is gross.
Not cool.
Sometimes you see people in the very front of the bus, which is the disabled seating, and they'll be sitting there and the dog's taking up space there. And not only does that block the entry, but it also might be taking away space for someone who really needs it.
And I might assume I might be more likely to assume it is a service dog if it's in the disabled area. I'm even less likely to say something.
Exactly, right.
Service dogs, couldn't they have to wear big tags with their license number clearly printed?
They could, but you can also buy a service dog badge or coat online on Amazon.
Yeah, but if we had official looking tags with a number on it, I could be on my phone if I'm really that kind of person. I could look up there. Oh, yeah, they really are a service dog.
Maybe.
Could look it up. And by the way, Paige, we're talking with Seattle Times reporter Paige Cornwell, who wrote this whole story, got a lot of attention. You're not a dog hater, as some people think you are.
I am not a dog hater at all. I am ridiculously into dogs. I have my own dog. She's a French bulldog named Penguin. She is the light of my life. I love dogs.
Do you really mind a dog being on a seat? I'm reading your comment section, and some people are grossed out by the whole thing. That's a dog's butt that's been there, all that kind of. Is it really, what's the big deal? A dog, a person? It's just my pants are going to sit on there. I'm not licking the bottom of the seat. Who cares?
Right. I have no problem with it, but I know maybe for some people they might have allergies. They may have had a bad experience with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know their background, and so you have to respect that too.
Right, right. And is this the same situation on light rail as it is on Metro buses?
No, on light rail you have to have the dog in a carrier. On Sound Transit buses as well.
Yeah.
You can bring a small dog, but it needs to be in a carrier.
No dogs that are out of carrier, not in a carrier, are allowed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is Metro even considering that?
I haven't heard any issues with that, especially when you have so many employees who take buses to work every day and they bring their dog with them.
So what's your conclusion, Paige? What'd you learn from all of this?
I learned that
we can learn now,
yes,
thanks to you.
Seattle cares very much about transit and dogs. That's what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think at some point either Metro or bus drivers are going to have to make the decision, because right now there's a lot of sort of ways that people can find loopholes into bringing their dogs on the bus.
We may have an unsustainable tension on our bus system right now with the canines.
Yeah.
Paige Cornwell, Seattle Times, wrote about this. Thanks for doing it, and thanks for coming in, Paige.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle. The show is made for you by Amin Al-Saadi, Ajua Jimma Brempong, and Jason Pagano, and social media producer Bree Ripley. I'm Bill Radke.